I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Had Zach Jackson with us just about 10 minutes ago when that answer came. He was just on with us about a few minutes ago. Hear that entire interview, 92.3thefan.com. And on the free Odyssey app as well, Spiro Dede is going to join us 9:22 this morning. He will be on the call. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference semifinals, TNT Sports. We'll talk to him about whether or not the Cavs can jump back into this thing and whether or not Donovan is going to be able to go tonight. More on that coming up here in just a few moments. Zach saying that history is not good with the Browns being able to handle this sort of thing. And I think that that is the crux. I know we've fired a lot of shots at each other here. Not you and me. I mean, when we go back to the beginning of the show, we fired some shots at each other. But as fans, we have fired a lot of shots at each other. People are going to be bothered by hearing this. The Browns have shown over the last 20 years, history has shown that they have not handled this situation well. Fan pressure with a QB competition, even quote-unquote QB competition, does not sit well with the Browns. It doesn't do well. The fans, they give in to the pressure. They do not put quarterbacks in the right spot. They find themselves in whatever viewpoint they want to, and they seem to make the wrong decision for these type of things. And at times, I think that you and I, separately or together, have been on the wrong side and the right side of this. You know, with Shedeur Sanders, I think there's a player there. I want to do this the right thing. With Dylan Gabriel, I'm not sure. I mean, Zach is just not high on Dylan Gabriel whatsoever. I think he can throw the ball through the wall, but that doesn't mean that he can stand in the pocket and go ahead and be an NFL quarterback of any starting caliber whatsoever.
Do you think, Kenny, we know how popular Shedeur is with a segment of the Browns fan base, and naturally we have people from all over the country who are now listening to us and telling us they're listening to us because they want to make sure, they want to hold us accountable.
Yeah, I got that yesterday.
Because
that was fun.
They feel like he has not been treated fairly in other places.
I respond well to threats.
Meanwhile, we have people here in Cleveland who think he's a Nepo baby and has been gifted everything. And I've tried to shout those people down, Kenny, because I think it's ridiculous. Like, if he couldn't play football at all, he wouldn't be here.
Especially because we've had the same people calling in to call him a Nepo baby, and then so we need to tank the next 2 years for Arch Manning, for crying out loud, which is, you can't call in about someone being a Nepo baby and say that. Go ahead.
So with all of that said, is there anybody fighting for Dylan Gabriel in our listenership, in the fan base of the Browns?
I mean, I'm sure there's some people there, but I think that he was a surprise of a draft pick.
Owen's face.
I mean, well, I'd love to hear from somebody that says, why not Taylor or Dylan Gabriel? I called him Taylor Gabriel. That guy couldn't even get a coat off his head.
What a memory you have. What a freaking memory you have.
I was there that night. That was a fun
They're
one.
They're about the same height.
Okay.
All right.
Really? You gonna do that?
You know, if you're trying to go viral too, just go back to Oklahoma and come back when you're ready to be an adult again.
I went there. Dylan Gabriel was there. I left.
He would know, wouldn't he?
He was technically there.
Guys, that's when my OU fandom ended, when he became
Dylan Gabriel. Ended you as a Sooner?
Stop it. You didn't say that earlier in the last couple of weeks. When did that happen? I didn't ask, but when did that happen? How is that possible? Dylan Gabriel.
Lost to K-State in week three, and I was over.
You drew the line at Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. You watched Howard Schnellenberger, the late great one, but he did coach a year there.
Right here.
Who was the other guy?
Justin Fuente is his quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Who was the other guy that who was there that wasn't very successful before Bob Stoops?
Blake.
John Blake.
I almost said Jeff Blake.
Like you probably would have done better with Jeff Blake. Yeah. You've been through some bad Oklahoma football. You're telling me Dylan Gabriel was the point where you're like, you know what? I'm just going to wash my hands of this and just be a football observer.
Yep.
Oh, they had a bad West Virginia loss.
Oh, my gosh. Stop looking. What are you talking about? QB wins.
I'm just going.
You
want to
go over some of the Colorado losses? See, you're making me do stupid things that I don't even want to do. I'm just trying to be fair to either guy, and I'm trying to be very fair to Shador Sanders.
Well, let's be honest right now, right? There's no way in these quarterback competitions it was never going to be fair with the fans between Johnny Manziel, clearly,
no,
and Brian Hoyer. Tyrod Taylor versus Baker Mayfield. Like, there's no fairness ever when it comes to that.
You choose
your guy before you even see.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Face a pass rush.
That was a facade. That one was a total facade. No offense to Tyrod Taylor. No offense to him. That was just a guy wasting his time trying to give himself a little bit of extra time. Like, well, we'll break the glass on Baker and then we'll truly do it. That was dumb. But in this case, yeah, you got Joe Flacco. You got Kenny Pickett. I think he fell to the fifth round because of whiteboard stuff from what we've heard through the interview stuff. And I think that there is, for whatever reason, a bunch of owners who just wanted to prove some sort of a point about how you're not going to step out of line on us. And here he is in the fifth round. I don't think he's number one overall, number two overall. Baker was number one overall. So I'm just trying to, I want to do what's right by him. Don't put him in a position, and this is where I will compare him to Johnny. Don't put him in a position where he goes out there and he turns around and there's 30 guys staring at him on defense. Don't put him in a position. He's got to help himself. He's got to prove that he's ready to go. But don't do that. Don't do the stupid things that you've done over the last 20 years with young quarterbacks who aren't ready and put them in a bad position that they can't compete in. So that's what I'm making the argument with Shador. So I like Shador, and I'm sure that the Shador people are going to be excited to hear some of that. But, yeah, I'm probably not going to make a lot of friends because I'm not going to be sure if he's going to be ready to go after training camp. And I'm telling you, he's going to look good in training camp. He'll look good. He'll look good in the preseason. He'll look like an NFL quarterback. He'll be facing cover two. And I'll go, guys, let's just wait a minute. Let's just hold our horses just a moment. So I'm going to be a stick in the mud here coming up in a couple of months. I'm going to enjoy these next couple of months before I get cussed out by everybody. What he said about JOK, it's an unfortunate thing. I've talked to a lot of guys. How old is JOK now? When he came into the league, he was still a young guy. He's still a young guy. I mean, good God, he's got to be, what, 25 years old. He turns 26 in November. He came into the league. He's about 21, 22 years old. I've met some 22-year-olds who have been drafted by the Cleveland Browns who are definitely still children. I've met some 22-year-olds that were very good interviews, had a good head on their shoulders. Maybe they were a product of circumstance, whatever. They were good, they were bad, they were ugly, whatever. I just don't worry about JOK personally. I find him to be a person that I think in whatever he does after this, I don't know if he's going to play football again. I kind of feel bad even speculating about it one way or the other. But I think that wherever, if he doesn't play another down of football, and frankly, I don't know what type of timeline he is on recovery. Does he even want to play football again after something that scary? Because if you're that guy, I just think he's going to be the type of person who's successful in just about whatever he does. I'd find it very difficult to believe that Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is going to be hard on his luck at some point in the future.
Right. He's someone who seems to have very diverse interests. You can tell just by the way he walks into the football stadium, right? But he puts a lot of thought and time, and it's not one of those where, why is he doing that? Not football. No, then he dominates on the football field. Like he's very, very interesting. Anytime he's talked, I've really listened to what he's had to say. And I'm like, man, a breath of fresh air.
There's guys I've interviewed that they've drafted, and I go, this guy's an idiot. And then there's guys who I've got along with right at the very, like DeJuan Jones. I've always gotten along very well with DeJuan Jones from the moment go. I'm a big fan of his, and I just like that young man, and it kills me that he's been hurt these last couple of years, and I'm praying to God he's going to be okay, because I think there's a lot of great potential there, and I think he's a good guy. But when it comes to JOK, he challenges me in some way to think about things from a different perspective every chance I've had to interview him. You start with football, you end with life, and I just think he's going to be just fine. I think that the only thing that we get robbed of is watching a good football player on the field. We can find, it's Andrew Berry's task to find other good football players. For him, I'm glad that he's walking and I'm glad that he's okay, but I think he's going to be successful in whatever he does. I don't worry about JOK and whatever earning potential he may have without the sport of football in the future. I just happen to be just so impressed by him. So it's an unfortunate thing to say, because I'd like to see more of him, but I think he's going to be all right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.